of guilt. Maybe this thing, this egg, this whatever, had been precious to her grandfather. How would he feel if he were here now, knowing that she wanted to sell it? She needed time to think. She had to tell her parents, only problem being they were at a wedding in Pakistan. Okay, then she'd tell her brother. Except she knew exactly what Saeed would say. Sell it. She stepped outside to get a better look at the egg. She'd never seen it before. Her grandfather had never mentioned it, neither had her parents. Surely, if it had been that important to them, they would have said something. So maybe they should sell it. Maybe it would be worth something. Where was he? 6:30, he'd said. Now it was nearing 7, the time when the buyer was meant to arrive, and still no sign of Saeed. But then, had her brother ever been reliable? The doorbell rang, and Yasmin almost fell off her chair. She took a deep breath to calm herself, stood, and went to the front door. Through the frosted glass, she saw the outline of just one person, a man, and a very short man at that. The fact that he was so short and slim put her mind at rest. Saeed's bigger than him, she thought. So it'll be fine. When Saeed gets here. She opened the door. Miss Khan, said the short man, smiling politely and holding out his hand. He was smartly dressed, a sharp grey suit and black tie, short, cropped hair, and he had a briefcase, handcuffed.